Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Makasama natin ang ilan sa bumubuo ng Ate Lovia. Kasama dyan ang writer at producer at ganun din ang dalawa sa pangunahing cast o bumubuo ng drama na Ate Lovia. At alam nyo ba na ito ay medyo may pagkapolitika din ang kwento niya dahil susubaybayan ng kwento na ito ang isang pamilyang Pilipino, ang pamilya Ejercito, at sa kanilang paninirahan dito sa Australia at ng mga taong 1990s kung saan mainit ang sinasabi nga ang pananaw na conservative o yung tinatawag na white supremacist, ano? At nakasama nga natin ang ilan sa cast ng Ate Lovia. At narito ang ating panayam sa kanila. Sana kayo po ay manatiling makinig sa atin at kilalanin natin ang mga baguhan at mga sabi nga ay bihasa na medyo matagal na rin sa industriya ng performance at ng pag-arte dito sa Australia. Narito pa ang ating tampok na panayam sa cast ng Ate Lovia.
I'm Kenneth Moraleta, and I am directing the play Ate Lovia.
My name is Anna Lee, and I'm playing the role of Wendy.
Hello, my name's Nicole Pingon, and I'm assistant director on the show.
Hi, my name is Joseph Raboy, and I'm playing Vehel Ejercito.
Hi, my name is Kayo Campo, and I'm playing the role of Lovia.
Hi, my name is Dindi Violet, and I'm playing the role of Lou.
My name is Jordan Shea, and I am the writer of Ate Lovia.
My name is Sophie Jones, and I'm the stage manager for Ate Lovia.
Okay, thank you so much. So this is a new production for Cuento. How did it start? Jordan?
I think it started from the need of, really, for Ken and I and Yana, our other producer, to create our own work. There was, I guess, a real urgency to want to put the stories out there that we felt were really, really important. I think this is something I can admit on air. Ken and I put together a pitch pretty last minute, very, very quickly, and forwarded it to the Fitz. And we had a interview, and it went, I don't actually think we thought it went excellently. Okay, I'll be honest, the play wasn't written when we pitched it. So when we got the part and when we got the space, we decided that we would create this show from the ground up. And that really led us to form, we were looking for a producer, and it really led us to form our own little company to create our own work. And we've been extremely fortunate enough to be supported in our first year by state government funding, local council funding, and Western Sydney arts funding. So it's been quite successful, but it doesn't mean that, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We're just really trying to make the best of what we have right now and having a great time. Ken?
And the play itself was always going to be, you know, the Ate. It was called Big Sister, and it was going to be named Big Sister, but we realized that, no, people will learn that Ate is a very important part of Filipino culture, the idea of the Ate. So we changed the name to Ate Lovia instead. Yeah. Jordan wrote very, very fast. We did a development with most of the people that are in the cast here. Felina Delosa was doing the development, but Marcus Rivera is playing that role. And Helen Purcell, Dindi's doing the role of Lou, which is the same role, but just slightly rewritten. And Anna's been there from day one. She's great.
This is the first production since the COVID pandemic, isn't it? And I know that every artist in Australia, I think everywhere, had been impacted by the pandemic. So this is like production involving like almost from the veteran Philippine actors and the new ones. So how do you feel, Joseph, being part of this production?
I feel incredibly honored for several reasons. One, like Kaya, I'm fresh out of acting school. I was meant to graduate in August, and this production was meant to start rehearsal straight after, literally the week after I finished. But as we all know, we went into another lockdown and it was rescheduled. But I think things happened for a reason. But more than that, I think it's even more grand an epic that both Kaya and I, for our first professional productions prior to acting school, can both play Filipinos. That is very rare for young artists just starting off in the industry to play a character that's so authentically relevant and resonates from our own lives. So yeah, I feel incredibly honored and lucky and grateful.
Yan ang bumubuo ng produksyon ng Ate Lovia, pinangungunahan ng mga baguhang Filipino-Australian actors na sina Kaya Ocampo at Joseph Raboy. Ang Ate Lovia ay isang bagong Filipino-Australian drama. Tampok nito ang kwento kung paano manatiling loyal sa inyong pamilya, gaano man ang problema at mga hamon na kinakaharap nito. At na ito nagbigay ng kanyang pahayag ang isa sa pangunahing cast ng Ate Lovia na si Kaya Ocampo.
Yes and no. I am prepared, and I have my own way of preparation, and like Joey, we've both been to drama school, so we are technically trained in that way. But there are also some things in this process that you can't prepare for. And challenging my own cultural standpoints and political views, and having to reflect on my humanity as a young Filipino-Australian woman, this is all very new to me because I've never been able to attack all of those issues within a project. So I am, like Joey, very grateful and very honored, and this is 100% the best team for it. And yeah, I'm honored to work with Cuento, and I think this is just the beginning for them.
Si Kaya Ocampo ang gumaganap sa papel na Ate Lovia, at sa kwento nga ng pamilya Ejercito, hangad ni Lovia at ng kanyang kapatid na si Vergel, na ginagampanan naman ni Joseph Raboy na makalayo sa kanilang ama na si Jovi, na ginagampanan naman ng aktor na si Marcos Rivera. At narito ang creative producer na si Jordan Shea tungkol sa pagtatrabaho magkakasama ng mga batikan at mga baguhang aktor na Pilipino dito sa Australia, particular sa New South Wales.
Ken and I's collaboration goes back to the 2017. I've worked with Anna Lee on a production of Snap Season 5 years ago. We had a ball there, so that's how I think when I was writing it, I always kind of saw Anna involved, because she was from a certain part of theatrical history that I really wanted to honor in this play. I haven't worked with Joseph or Kaya. But my big thing is, like, I just love that there are so many Filipino people coming through the industry. Like, it really is starting to reflect that the third largest Asian diaspora in the country. And so you're seeing this whole new generation of artists that are coming through. And hopefully I think that it's really about more. Yeah, I think there could always be more, especially writers. I think there could be heaps more. So I really like that that's an encouragement point there. But it's really fresh to work with all these people, and, you know, it's a small industry. So you do think that you know everyone, but you don't. You can't. It's impossible. And I was really excited to meet them both and to work with them. Obviously, working previously, we had Felino Delozzo on the show, and I had worked with him and had a great time with him. And I've known of Marcus as well, but never worked with Marcus before. So it's all very, very new to kind of know of these people, but finally be able to work with them. It's a real gift.
Bukod sa pagsasama-sama ng mga batikan at mga baguhang aktor na Pilipino, ipinagmamalaki rin ng produksyon ang pagsasama ng ibang mga Australian talents sa produksyon na ito ng Ate Lovia.
And part of the joy of making a theatrical production is gathering a team together. So I've worked with Nicole before as a co-director in an opera. Sophie was a production manager for a show that I directed at NIDA when she was there. and the rest are newbies to me, which is great because it's always fun to have that sort of combination.
Bilang Wendy naman ang papel ng Australia na si Anna Lee at narito ikinwento niya kung gaano kasaya na maging bahagi ng produksyong ito.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say as a non-Filipino person coming into this production that we've had a terrific induction into the culture, which is, I really, really appreciated that. We were given Filipino-style nicknames and that's been wonderful. My introduction to the Philippines, my mother went to the Philippines when I was a young child for some time. And we ate Filipino food as children and went to a Filipino restaurant. So that is my first introduction to Philippine culture. This project is really, really interesting to me because I certainly saw the rise of Pauline Hanson and the start of, you know, populist politics in Australia. And from my point of view, this project is really, really interesting to look at those things happening in this country through the eyes of Filipino people. It just puts the whole thing into perspective. And I'm really, really hoping that we reach a lot of people with those thoughts. So from my point of view, that's very, very interesting to me. And it's been great to hear, you know, perspective from the cast, other cast members. So it's been a very, very generous rehearsal so far, which is wonderful.
Bukod sa produksyon ng Ate Lovia, bago pa man ito, malapit na ang Indigenous actor na si Dindi Violet sa mga Pilipino dahil sa kanyang personal na pakikipag-ugnayan sa mga Pilipino at itinuturing nga niya na isang best friend o matalik na kaibigan ay isa ring Pilipino.
Yeah, it's been such an incredible experience, specifically because I grew up with a very influential Filipino teacher in year three, and also one of my best friends in high school was Filipino. And we went through, you know, high school with Liberal and Labor governments. And it's always been very prevalent to me that Filipino and Indigenous cultures are these unspoken kind of allies to each other who have these very diverse, very different experiences that somehow hype each other up and support each other throughout dismantling Australia's systemic racism. And specifically in the arts, that is an alliance that has come to life throughout this production and throughout the writing of the show. And as someone who is First Nation, it has been a real privilege to be immersed into Filipino culture and to have an idea of their history and how it has affected Australian Filipino people living in Australia. Throughout the years, throughout the rise of an influence of people like Pauline Hanson and John Howard, which I was very young for, but I still remember the standards and what it was like to go to school as a little kid with Filipino friends.
Napapanahon ang kwento ng Ate Lovia dahil sa panahong ito ng eleksyon dito sa Australia. At bilang mga baguhan at medyo mga batang aktor at aktres, paano nga ba pinaghandaan ni Kaya Ocampo at Joseph Raboy ang kanilang mga papel sa produksyong ito?
I'm just curious with Joseph and Kaya. It's 1996 and obviously it has changed from what it was before to what it is now, although there are lots of things to still be done, needs to be done. But how did you study your parts in terms of giving life to what it was in that era, like in the year of 1996?
Yeah, if I could speak on that, music really helps. Dindi made a banging playlist. So good. It's a mix of Tagalog songs, like Filipino artists now, contemporary Filipino artists now, covering songs from the 90s. And I've spoken with Jordy about it, about how like Lou and Lavia, we do have a feeling that they listen to a lot of R&B and hip-hop, And so having that research, like listening to that, definitely helped with like creating the character. Also, my mom and dad did migrate from the Philippines together in the 90s. So having long conversations with them and even borrowing like clothes that they wore, like it's just all of it is just, it's world building. And it definitely, it makes it more familiar rather than just like this big thing. Or I wasn't born yet. No, like this is, every day, you know, we get more and more familiar with it, I think. Images help. Reading a lot of articles, like watching a lot of videos. Happy, our cultural consultant, was so, we utilized her a lot because she was just so phenomenal with the work that she did and is still doing. We definitely wouldn't be in the place where we are now without her. So, yeah.
One of the first things I noticed when I first read the script in terms of similarities between me and Verhel is that we both migrated to Australia at similar ages. So I migrated to Australia on Friday the 13th of May, 2005. It was...
That's when I started with SBS.
Whoa. Friday the 13th of May, 2005. Okay, but still, that's pretty wild. Yeah, so it was 10 days after I turned 6, and Verhel migrated to Australia when he was 5. And while, he was born earlier than me, I do know what it's like to migrate to a different country and to adjust culturally, to learn the language, to be in constant survival mode, just to learn to assimilate into the culture and how that differs between your parents who have grown up in the Philippines or in a different country for most of their lives and how their transition through migration differs from yours and finding yourself through that. So that was kind of my way into the process. And like Kaya mentioned, in terms of the specific era that this play is set in terms of like music and researching and speaking to people who were alive and thriving during that time, helps you get into it. And also in terms of my character's interests in musical theater and the original West Side Story, so I guess immersing myself in that helped. And another thing that I was really excited to explore in this was having an ate, like as a character, but also in real life, because in real life, unfortunately, I'm an only child, which also played into how I grew up as a Filipino immigrant, having to transition in a way that kind of felt like I wasn't completely alone. I had my parents. We all had our, adversities and hurdles that we had to face. But I think if I had faced it with someone around my age who was also transitioning in a similar way in terms of our age, I just find it interesting who Verhel is and how he commands the space when he's in the room. And I think it's influenced with having an ate. So, but I think it's beautiful for me at 22 years old now to still learn those kind of things that I didn't really, through those experiences that I didn't really have when I was a kid, that I can kind of get now from an actor's perspective and from a Filipino perspective in a play. Sorry, that was a bit self-indulgent into your question, but there you go.
Everybody needs an ate.
I just want to ask Nicole, as an assistant director, and Kenneth mentioned about you working in opera, having read the script and having done previous works which is not Filipino, what can you say about the production and the story as a migrant yourself?
Yeah, I think like definitely, but then in terms of kind of reasons people are coming, there's like so many differences within that. But I think what Jordi's done so well is created this world where through its specificity of this particular family in this particular place, it spreads into something that can be connected to in so many different ways, depending on what your background is and things like that. Yeah, well, I think the play touches on I think some people have mentioned it in terms of what was happening politically with John Howard and Pauline Hanson. And I think for the diasporic community, a lot of Asian communities in Australia at that time and now continuing, there is still so much hangover from that sentiment that came through in the 90s that, you know, continues to pop up every day still. And I think regardless of whether you're Filipino or Chinese or whatever community that you're from that I suppose isn't the majority, isn't white Australia, there's always going to be challenges with that. And those connections are all there. There's this allyship. And as Dindi was saying, from an Indigenous perspective and also a Filipino perspective and the allyship there, and, you know, there's allyship and there's so much in getting to explore what those, challenges are specifically to one community and then seeing where those connections are, but then also learning so many new things of I actually didn't realise that was connected to that and then that was connected to that. And, I think in the specificity, there's so much that you're constantly learning, and I feel, very grateful to get to dive into, this perspective through a creative work and with this gorgeous team. And
Jordi, I remember before when I had an interview with you that you really wanted to put out the Filipino creativity out there. And we have seen Kasama prior to the pandemic. It was a hit for the Filipino community. And it is also a story of migration. This is also, Ate Lovia is also a story of migration, but it's quite different from in terms of its perspective, because Kasama Kita is about a nurse who migrated to Australia. And this one is you're showing the political side of what it was before in Australia in 1996, but with a story of the ejército as migrants as well. So what do you aim to give out to the audience when they see Ate Lovia?
That's a great question, by the way. I really like that question. I love all your questions, because I remember that interview that we did for Kasama. And I did want to talk mainly about migration. And the thing that I'm really passionate about is I think if you look at the past and you look at the 70s, like I did in Kasama, and looking at the 90s, like I'm doing here, you're able to see where we're going. You're able to see what we can improve on. How can we make it a better country for the people that are here? Because I actually have a firm belief that this country could be a wonderful country. I think it has enormous potential. I've always thought that. But I think that we need to look back on our mistakes, our treatment of Indigenous people, our treatment of elderly people, and really try and see how we can correct it for the future. I just really feel to look at where we're going as a culture, we need to know where we've been. And that's why I really choose to kind of focus on migration in that regard. Because if we didn't have migration at the levels that we have, this country wouldn't be as interesting as it is, you know? That's something I'm really, really passionate about. Yeah. And whether, you know, it being a hit for the Filipino community is, if I and we can affect one person who can see a similarity in their own life on stage in the space, then I truly believe that we've done our job, because I'm sure it helps them in some way.
And one of the aims as well of doing this, Quento doing this show, is to, the theatrical space is so special as a sharing moment between performers, creatives and the audience. And whenever there's a good majority of Filipinos in a story, with Kasama Kita, because I was an actor in Kasama Kita, when there were Filipinos in the audience, it felt like it was a really special show, because there were people that were recognizing the things that you were going through, and it affects the people that are non-Filipino in a sense, because they feel that connection, and it feels like a wonderful sort of gathering and meeting place of ideas. And we definitely want that to be in our season of this show. We've created a story for us as Filipinos, para sa atin. And it'd be great if we get you guys there to join us in sharing this story and keep that conversation going about what it's like to be a Filipino here in Australia.
I just wanted to add what you were saying earlier about how important migration was and up to this time for Australia? Because I think during the pandemic, we have seen it. There was a decrease or there was a need for skilled workers. There was a need for workers who mostly are migrants or who are those skilled workers who can't come because of the pandemic. So it's, I think this is an emphasis that can be also said in terms of the migrant stories. So with this show and putting together seasoned Filipino artists with new emerging artists, what do you see in the future? Like, would this production be just the first of many? What's ahead for Cuento?
We've got two productions coming up. The Marriage Agency, which is an Indian Australian inspired story, and then 1 Hour No Oil, which is very much a Filipino Australian story about a relationship between a Filipino and an Australian person. That's coming up later. But I think that we in the 90s, you know, Tito Mars Cavastani, the great Tito Mars, you know, he's tried to get the movement happening, the Filipino theater movement happening in Australia. And I think it was actually going to happen. I think it was really close to happening. But now you're actually seeing it happen again with Happy Ferraran winning the Griffin Incubator Scholarship, which will see her write a new play with Griffin Theatre Company. Lots of Von Patiag, Miranda Aguilar, Jules Orculo, ourselves, Vicky Faulkner, these wonderful artists, Reese Velasquez, these wonderful artists that are really trying to make their mark here. And I think that's where our future is to engage with this widespreading kind of diaspora and this really, you know, the pool's getting crowded. Yeah. The pool's getting crowded. 1.5. Yeah.
Mapapanood ang Ate Lovia mula 12 ng Mayo hanggang 4 ng Hunyo sa Old Fitz Theatre sa Woolloomooloo, New South Wales.
You should definitely come see the show, no matter what community you're from. The Filipino and First Nations community is a communities that open you with welcome you with open arms. I believe that they are two cultures that are so strongly represented in this show, specifically Filipino culture. And I really want younger generations to come and see this show. I would really encourage young Filipino and young, any community, young people from the queer community to come and see this show, see queerness represented in all areas of Sydney, because it exists in all areas of Sydney, and it's a beautiful story about love and triumph and, yeah, love and triumph and sparkle and running away.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.